Trans Angels Rally at Tennessee Gun Control Protest Following Mass Shooting. By Spencer Lindquist on April 4, 2023. Self-proclaimed trans angels rallied at a Tennessee gun control protest. 1 week after a trans-identifying mass shooter targeted a Christian school, killing six. The group of trans angels gathered in Nashville, Tennessee. At a protest for gun control organized by March for Our Lives, an anti-gun organization. The protest occurred just 1 week after a mass shooter, who identified as transgender, killed three children and three adults in a targeted attack on the Covenant School, a Christian school. Police have recovered a manifesto but have not released it to the public. One pro-trans demonstrator held a sign that read Trans Angels for Liberation. Another held a sign that said CAMP, which stood for Coalition Against Moral Panic. Several others wore makeshift angel wings or halos. The Coalition Against Moral Panic handed out flyers promoting transgenderism. The title of the flyer read Divine Intervention Transmutation Spells. We reject the binary definition of sex and call in respect for the beautiful diversity of sex and gender, it read. Also saying, we reject the discrimination of trans youth. Another section stated, we reject the dismantling of gender-affirming care. Meanwhile, a speaker at the protest bemoaned violence against transgender people in the wake of the mass shooting of a Christian school by a trans-identifying woman. Watch, gun control rally speaker bemoans violence against transgenders following mass shooting of Christians by transgender. When we talk about violence prevention, it means gun violence prevention. But it also means talking about violence against my trans siblings, she screamed before going on to yell. There is a buildup of fascism happening right here. And if we don't do shit, it is only going to continue. At a previous protest inside the Tennessee state capitol, some demonstrators held up seven fingers during a moment of silence, commemorating not just the six Christians who were killed in the mass shooting, but also the mass shooter herself. Watch, seven fingers, seven victims, Tennessee Capitol protesters appear to include trans shooter among the victims. While some at both protests focused on the alleged victimization of trans-identifying people, the transgender movement adopted increasingly hostile rhetoric in the lead-up to the deadly, targeted attack on the Covenant School. Nebraska State Senator Michaela Kavanaugh called legislation to ban the use of puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and sex change operations on children a genocide and pledged to fight the legislation. I will burn the session to the ground over this bill. The Democrat stated, also threatening, if this legislature collectively decides that legislating hate against children is our priority, then I am going to make it painful, painful for everyone. Meanwhile, Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, D, was pictured wearing a shirt that says, Protect Trans Kids, alongside an image of a knife. Breitbart News captured footage from pro-transgender counter-protesters in January in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, just south of Nashville. One protester held a sign reading Trans Girls Need Guns. Notably, a 2022 study found that youth who identify as transgender or gender diverse are the most likely to undergo violent radicalization. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.